الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. The greatest favor of Allah Azza wa Jal upon human being is the ni'mah of Iman. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the deen of Islam. However, Shaitan is always there to put waswasa into the hearts of people. لَا قَعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Shaitan has promised that I am going to sit in the middle path. I am going to sit on the Siratul Mustaqim. Why? To put waswasa. Shaitan puts waswasa that why only Islam is haq? Why not something else? Why do we have to follow Islam? Why can't we just live our life the way we like? Or why does somebody have to follow any religion whatsoever? So these are the wasabis, and these are the questions that occur to people's minds because of the waswasa of shaitan. And sometimes young people, they ask. We cannot ignore these questions as they have to be addressed. Because if you do not treat the waswasa can become stronger and it can really cause problem. Although most of the time it is just waswasa of shaitan. And shaitan has the ability to do the waswasa when we have ghafla. So if a person comes out of ghafla, then shaitan leaves him. So no doubt, we should have argument, we should have explanation, we should have logical answers for any reasonable question, no doubt. And we should talk to the young people and convince them, explain Islam to them, no doubt. But we should also realize the root cause of the waswasa. The root cause of the waswasa is the ghafla. So the best remedy is to engage them, to connect the young people with the masjid, to connect them with the majalis of ilm, majalis of dhikr, majalis of the Quran. Because when a person is in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, shaitan leaves him. Shaitan cannot be where Allah is mentioned. When the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned, shaitan runs away. That's why when we give adhan, shaitan runs away. It is mentioned in the hadith. You give the adhan, shaitan runs away. Unfortunately, we do not pay attention to this. And most of the time people are busy in trying to give logical answers. Because if a person is looking for haq, he will get convinced. If a person is not interested in haq, you bring him the best logical answer, he will have another waswasa. You address that question, he will have another question, simply because he is not interested in finding the truth, in finding the haq. So So this is one thing that has to be done, which is connecting with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you keep yourself with those who call upon their Lord in the morning, in the evening. And those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning, in the evening, you stay with them. Allah Azza wa Jal said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gives company to the companions, they benefit from his company, rather than him benefiting from them. The Sahaba, they used to benefit, because their iman gets stronger when they are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their ta'alluq ma'allah azza wa jal gets stronger when they stay with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They increase in their ilm, in their knowledge, they increase in their wisdom, they increase in their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, in order to demonstrate the importance of staying in the company of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is to stay with those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what about the rest of the people? What about us? The more we stay in the company of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more we stay in those environments where Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioned, the better. So this is one thing that can be done. Another thing which we need to realize is that deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is one. There are no multiple deens. Deen is wahid. Deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is one. What is deen? The beliefs, iman, iman that this universe is created by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created human being. Allah Azza wa Jal, he created human being for a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants human being to fulfill his purpose in this life. And if he does so, there is another life for him where Allah Azza wa Jal is going to reward those who have done well. And somehow, if some people don't care and disregard the purpose of life, then Allah also has punished people. Some people Allah has punished them in this life, but the majority of the people, they will have the punishment in the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jal, in order to remind people about the purpose of life, he has sent prophets and messengers. Allah Azza wa Jal, he revealed the books so that even if the Nabi is not there, the book is there to guide people. Allah Azza wa Jal's creation is huge and vast. So not only human being is the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Human being is one of the creations of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah created jinn, Allah created angels, malaika. Allah created thousands and thousands of types of creation. Malaika, we don't see them. Angels, we don't see them. But they are a very important creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are malaika responsible for the rain. There are malaika responsible for the protection of human being. Malaika responsible for a specific job. And that malak, that angel, is just waiting for that command of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the time Allah created him, like Israfil alayhi salam, he has a specific duty to blow the trumpet. Allah knows how many thousands of years, how many hundreds of thousands or millions of years Allah has created. And he has just been waiting. He is just under the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this belief in the angels, belief in the Anbiya alayhi salam, etc., this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this has not changed. This does not change because this is truth. This is universal truth. This does not change. From the time of Adam alayhi salam until the time of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islam. That's we surrender ourselves to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. This does not change. This has not changed. This will never change. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Deen in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal is Islam. Yes. How we live our life, day-to-day life, how we manage our day-to-day affairs, how we resolve any disputes, what we eat, what we don't eat, what we wear, what we don't wear. These are minor matters. And these vary from a Nabi to another Nabi. Allah Azza wa Jalla commands according to the needs of the people, according to the situation of the people. Because humanity moved from stage to stage, stage to stage. People used to live in isolation. You will have a nation somewhere, they will have no connection whatsoever with the rest of the world. You will have a tribe somewhere, and that tribe, khalas, they only know themselves. They have no connection whatsoever with the rest of the tribes. So, because of their specific situation, Allah Azza wa Jalla used to command them. That's why, what is halal in the Sharia of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could actually be haram in the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. Banu Israel, they were told not to eat the fat. They were told not to do fishing on Saturday. But for us, fishing is halal. You do it on Saturday, you do it on Friday. Do it on Friday. Do it on Saturday is halal. In fact, even doing business on Friday is halal. The only time is after the Adhan. At the time of Jumu'ah, business is not halal. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When the Adhan is called on Friday, then you run, you rush towards the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. But once the Salah is over, خلاص, you can go back to your normal life and you can even do business. إِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the Salah is over, then you spread in the land and look for the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. The favor of Allah, yani the money. Money is the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the day-to-day matters, they varied sometimes from a Nabi to another Nabi. So you have Sharia varying from Rasul to Rasul. From people to people, but the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is one. So the question that how come Islam is only haq and no other religion? Because there is no other religion. This question itself is not right. There is no other religion. There is only one religion, which is Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla has only given one religion, which is Islam. Yes, a person can ask, why do we follow the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why can't we follow Sharia of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Why can't somebody follow Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam? That question is valid. And the answer to that question is very simple. The Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final rule, final law. And the Sharia of the previous prophets, they are abrogated, they are mansukh. So once you have a law that is active, then the previous laws become inactive. We see this in our daily life, right? Governments throughout the world make legislation. So if you have a legislation followed by another legislation, you cannot say, well, I follow the legislation of 1970s because I read it in my dad, he left it at home, so I keep reading it every day. Keep reading it every day doesn't benefit. Even if you memorize it, doesn't benefit. Because that is abrogated. That is cancelled. Now you have a new law. The government expects you to follow the new law, the new legislation. You are only obedient in the eyes of law if you follow the current rule. Property law, inheritance law, business law, construction code, city has courts wherever you go, right? You cannot say, well, you know, during the time of such and such president, people were allowed to do this. No more. Follow the new code. The Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the new code. The Sharia of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final code, is the final law. So every human being who wants to follow a religion has to follow the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the religion is Islam and the rule is Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anybody who follows previous rules, that will not be accepted. He might be sincere, we don't doubt about sincerity. They might be sincere, they might have good intention, they might be good people with manners, with morals, with values, everything. But that does not help. What is necessary is that they make themselves up to date with the revelation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He sent Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Khatamul Anbiya. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. This is something that has to be made clear, especially to the young people. There is only one religion, which is Islam. Sharia, yes, there are many sharia. Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, Sharia of Isa alayhi salam, Sharia of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sharia of Adam alayhi salam. In the Sharia of Adam alayhi salam, it was allowed to marry with sister. When Adam alayhi salam came down to earth and he had children from Hawa alayhi salam. Hawa alayhi salam will have a boy, will have a girl. And the next time, she will have another boy, another girl. So the boy from one time was allowed to marry the sister from another time. And the sister from one time was allowed to marry the boy, the brother from the next time. But end of the day, they are brothers and sisters. Whether they are born this year, they are born next year, they are born previous year. But they were allowed. Allah Azza wa Jalla allowed. Because there were no other men, there were no other women. That is the only men, that is the only women. So Allah Azza wa Jalla allowed them. Can we follow that Sharia now? Can anybody follow the Sharia now? No. That was for the time of Adam alayhi salam. For the time of today and for all the times to come until the day of judgment, only the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will prevail. The other Sharia are cancelled. Sharia of Musa alayhi salam is cancelled. Sharia of Isa alayhi salam is cancelled. All the other Sharia are cancelled. All the other Sharia, they are not preserved. They are not intact. Nobody has access to them in their original form. There is no teaching of a prophet is preserved until now in its original form except the teachings of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why the only way is to follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.